Gisma Loro, a woman whose house was demolished in February, says she has lived here in Juba for 12 years. She says the State Ministry of Housing, Land and Public Utilities surveyed and demarcated the area in accordance with proper procedures. Loro says she was shocked to see unknown people come to the area and pave the way for demolitions.
Social survey was done, third class, and our names has been taken to the Ministry of Housing and Public Utilities. And right now, we are waiting for them to process for us the documents. Suddenly, we just, from nowhere, commissioner just enter, talking to the people, and starting demolish the houses, and starting opening the roads. When we go back to the Ministry of Housing, we talk to them, because we don't know what's going on. Then we get a letter from Ministry of Housing telling them to stop doing that.
Demolitions in the area began in February. Owners of the land sued the Commissioner of Juba County, Charles Joseph Wani, on the 25th of last month. The residents say the commissioner did not show up at the hearing on the 25th. John Sabadori Muhammadu, who has 9 children, is among the more than 500 people whose houses were demolished in Gurey North in February. Muhammadu says he has lived in the neighborhood for more than 15 years and was astonished to see his home demolished. He says not only is his family now homeless, but one of his children recently died and he has nowhere to bury the body.
I lost my child on 20th April this year. He died from natural death. Then I went to Payam. Please allow me to bury my child in my compound. Then they refused me categorically. In front of me, they denied my child to be buried in my compound.
Muhammadu says Payam authorities told him they were following the law but could not offer him a satisfactory explanation as to why he was refused permission to bury his child on a plot of land he says belongs to him. Muhammadu says he was advised to ask for a plot of land from a neighbor where he could bury his child and later exhume the body once he has regained control of the property.
He told me, please, how could you come to the riverbank whereby we receive flood when it rains? How will you put that dead body here? Then the dead body immediately will poison the water, because I don't have money. I could not even leave the dead body to rot. Then I placed my child on the riverbank. Then the following day, it rained heavily. Then the tomb was almost to be swept. I had also to ask my friends to assist me with a mere bag of cement plus aggregate so that I build that tomb.
Rita Dare is proprietor of City Dove Academy, a primary school in Gurey. She says she received a notification informing her that the school classrooms blocks will be demolished to make a way for new road amid the ongoing land dispute. Dare says if the school is demolished, more than 800 students will be stranded.
I'm not happy because I know we have a lot of children who are studying there, and when it's going to be destroyed, where are our children going to go? And this is the future of the nation. And that's why we opened that school. For sure, if we destroy the schools, it means we are destroying the nation, because education is the key.
Dari says she met with the director of education in the Gurey Boma and was offered a 2-month grace period to make arrangements to relocate the school. The Central Equatoria State Minister for Housing, Land and Public Utilities, Flora Gabler Loro, tells South Sudan in Focus the area was surveyed and demarcated as a third-class residential area, and that the people behind the demolitions want the area demarcated as fourth-class area.
There is a group of people who are actually working against the demarcation or wanted the area to be demarcated as fourth class, and they have to do so many things with other people who are actually helping them. And to tell you the truth, that place is approved by the town planning of the ministry, and it was demarcated since 2011. But as people who work for the people here in Central Equatoria, we need the place to be maintained as third class, and the people there have to get it.
Central Equatoria Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony acknowledges that the land grabs in the Juba area are on race. He says the national government has set up a committee to investigate such cases across the state.
I applaud the efforts of our president, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, for forming a high-level land committee to probe into the land grabbing malpractices in Juba City and the suburbs of Juba County. The main cause of land grabbing in Juba and suburbs of Juba County and Central Equatoria include, among others, the population explosion, which has increased pressure and demand on land for settlement and commercial purposes.
Muhammadu and others whose houses were demolished say they will continue to stand up for their rights until they regain ownership of their plots of land in Juba's Grays neighborhood. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.